Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shkolam Daf Chav Dalet, and we are starting about the middle of the Amud at the two dots with the words of Achenu Hayor Pinchas Ben Yair Omer and Avilon Sur Sadaf. It's near the beginning of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. Now in the Mishnah we had learned about the concept of being Naki that Yisim Nekiim Hashem Beisrael. A person should be very careful not to come under suspicion that he's doing something wrong. And we learned about Beis Rabbi Gamliel that they were very careful and they were Zaris and they made sure that their shekel was taken for the purchase of Karbonos. So now we continue with something similar. And this is famously known as the Braiser of Pinchas Ben Yair, which is the basis of Mesilas Hasharim. V'chein Har Pinchas Ben Yair Omer. Pinchas Ben Yair also says, Zrizos Mevila de Nikios. Zrizos, alacrity, brings to Nikios, to cleanliness. And Nikios Mevila de Tahara. Nikios brings to Tahara. Tahara is even more clean and more pure than Nikios. Tahara Mevila de Kedusha. Tahara brings to Kedusha. Kedusha Mevila de Anava. Kedusha brings to humility. Anava Mevila de Yerashet. Anava brings to fear of sin. Yerashet Mevila de Chasidos. Fear of sin brings to Chasidos, which is piety. That's even a higher level. Chasidus mevila de ruach hakodesh. Chasidus brings to ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevila de tchias hamesim. Ruach hakodesh brings even to tchias hamesim. Tchias hamesim mevila de el yoh zachor latoiv. Tchias hamesim brings el yoh anavi. Now we explain a few of these parts. Zrizus mevila de nikias. Where do we get this from? Tchaser the pasuk says v'chila mechaper. Literally translated, this means and he finished bringing about the kapara, the atonement. This referring to the kayin doing the void of the dam, sprinkling it on the mizbeach. And chila is a lashon of doing something quickly with zrizus. We know the kayin was zrizus. And this brings to kapara, which is like nikios. It's like a certain cleanliness of sort. Now, nikios mevila de tahara, where do we get this from? Because the pasuk says, v'chipar aleh ha-kayin v'tohera. So we see this kapara, which is corresponding to nikios, brings along tahara. Now, tahara mevila de kedusha, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, v'tiha roi v'kidushai. So we see tahara brings to kedusha. Kedusha mevila de anava, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, ki chaya mayar rom v'nisa, shoychein ad v'kadosh shemai, marim v'kadosh eshkain, v'zdaka ushval ruach. So we see that in the beginning of the pasuk, we're talking about Kedusha, very high level, and then it says Daka Ushval Ruach, which means downtrodden and lowly of spirit, so that's Anava. Now, Anava Mevila De Yeres Chet, and we know this, Tachsev the Pasuk says, Ekev Anava, Yeres Hashem. And Yeres Hashem Mevila De Chasidus, and we know this, Tachsev the Pasuk says, V'chesed Hashem Me'oilam Va'ad Oilam Al Yireyav. So we see that when a person is considered a Yare Hashem, Yireyav, those who fear him, so the Chesed of Hashem, Lashon of Chasidus, that's on such a person. And Chasidus Mevila De Ruach HaKadosh, and we know this, Tachsev the Pasuk says, Oz Dibarta Chazoin l'chasidecha. Then you spoke in chazoin, which is a lashon of nevuah or ruach hakodesh to your pious ones. And ruach hakodesh mevila de tichias amesim. How do we know this? The pasuk says, "V'nasati ruchi b'chem v'chisem," and I put my ruach in them, like ruach hakodesh, and brought them back to life. V'chisem and tichias amesim mevila de eliyozachor latoyv. How do we know this? The pasuk says, "Hine anochi shalech ochem es eliyohanavi lifnei ba yom Hashem hagadol v'anoira," and that's referring to tichias amesim. As we see tichias amesim and eliyohanavi over here. Natana b'shem Rameir with brass was Tanim Rameir. Call Misha Kavua Eretz Yisrael, anyone who's settled in Eretz Yisrael, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and we know that just living in Eretz Yisrael itself is mechaper for sin. Umidaber Lashon HaKodesh, and he speaks Lashon HaKodesh, not Hebrew. Hebrew is not Lashon HaKodesh. We're referring to Lashon HaKodesh itself, and the language itself purifies a person. Va'ochel peiros of b'tahara, and he eats the peiros of Eretz Yisrael in a state of purity that causes his physical body to become pure. V'kar Kriyashma Obeku Be'erev, and he says Kriyashma in the morning and at night. That's basically learning Torah, so he's being Mekayim, V'gisa Bayom V'layla, learning Torah day and night. Yom Avosar, it's going to be announced about him. According to some Gersois, it's Muftach Loi, that he's guaranteed Shehu Ben Olam Haba, that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Hajjalach Perak B'Shalash Shabrakim, Mazlar finishing the third Perak of Mesechus Shkalim, just like Mesechus finished this Perak together, we should Mesechus finish the entire Mesechus together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and begin tomorrow with the fourth Perak of the Mesechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.